September 10th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am Lord thy God. I come as loving and concerned Father to call my children together, most especially as this nation experiences unprecedented trials. One part of your nation does not suffer alone. You all suffer as one, each hand helping the other. Your recovery must be in unity and strength, and one with my will. The whole nation needs to shoulder the plight of those who suffer grave losses. Once again, I invite man to see that trials and crosses come as part of my permitting will to draw souls back to the truth of their dependency upon me. No man can control the weather, but he can turn to me in his every need. Every trial is permitted to strengthen mankind's bond to me. The more man depends upon me, the greater my assistance. Treat every trial with respect as a tool of our deepening relationship. I am eager to be closer to you. Trust in your angels. A note is given to read Psalm 91, 9 through 16. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.